Time now for Minnesota Reads here on KUMD. This morning, we are so pleased to welcome David Backus. He is an editor of a book called The Meaning of Wilderness. It's a book of Sigurd Olsen's writings. He edited it, and he wrote a fascinating introduction to the book. David joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm curious.
Your weather's about the same as mine.
Well,
we got a little dust, and there's a few flakes coming down, and it's a chilly day, but I don't feel embarrassed at all to have missed the big snowstorm.
Well, we've had so little snow up here that it's been hard for us to, you know, hang on to our reputation as this is where the really tough people live.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Yeah, it kind of is. Sigurd Olsen probably wouldn't have been depressed about it, though. One gets the sense that that he maybe went through his angst around the time that he was in college, and then he was able to move on. He went through in college what I think many people do, a time where there was a schism between everything that he'd been taught growing up, his parents' religious faith in particular, and he stepped away from all of that. And it seems from reading what you've written that losing his religion was not as devastating to him as the piece where he felt that he had a calling, and the idea that he wouldn't have a calling and a purpose in life was what really devastated him. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, it wasn't like the answers came to him quickly. It's hard to know just how hard it was on him personally losing his religion, at least in one sense, because certainly it would have been hard on the family with his father being a Baptist minister. And there's no record of how all of that went down. But he fought it out one final night. He was about to be elected president of a campus group that was part of this national group called the Student Volunteers, a big evangelical group, and he was going to become president of the local chapter, and he finally fought out this conflict within him, climbed to the roof of the YMCA building there overlooking Lake Mendota, spent the night up there, and when he came down, he resigned from the group. And so that was a break, and he spent a long time trying to figure out what it was that he really believed. But any time that he went into the wilderness, which he started doing shortly after that, he felt something that tugged at him and pulled at him, and ultimately, you know, it came reflected not just inside him personally, but in a sense that he had to help others find the same thing, and that was what drew him into writing this. In a sense, it was his own version of a religious calling, I guess you could say, at least a spiritual calling, and he was kind of an evangelist for the wilderness.
Sigurd Olsen was born in 1899, and he died in 1982, and that means that not only was his lifetime very different from the life that many of us lead, it also means that his writing, and it also means that the wilderness that he inhabited and that he loved is different from the wilderness now. Do you feel that he, in those different ways, do you feel that he and his sense of wilderness are still relevant?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when he died in 1982, that was, gee whiz, that was before so much that we just take for granted. It was before cell phones, it was before the internet, you know, before, well, personal computers were just getting underway. He never had one. He still had a manual typewriter. And yet, the things he wrote about and why wilderness was important are, if anything, even more important to us now than then, because he was writing about how distracted people are and how overly busy, even before we had all of these other things that make us even more distracted and busy than we were then. And so for him, he looked at human evolution and saw that we, as a species, grew up, in a sense, during the last ice age and are pretty much adapted to that Pleistocene era. It takes a long time for those adaptations to change. And so what made us human, even as we began to form civilizations around 10,000 years ago, was always rooted in an inherent contact with the wild. And in distancing ourselves from that, he argued and would still argue today that we're losing something at the core of what it means to be a human being.
It's a wonderful book. It's a fascinating, the introduction is a fascinating read to kind of set the stage for moving into his writings. What was it about Sigurd Olsen that particularly appealed to you and made you say, I'd like to gather something together and I'd like to compose something to kind of set the stage for the reader?
Yeah, well, this was an outgrowth, one of a couple of books that I've done that followed up on the biography I wrote about him a long time ago. And what started all of that was personal association. My family bought a copy of The Singing Wilderness when I was a kid. I didn't read it, I think, until high school, but I really liked it. And then when I got in college, I was, despite the fact that I became a professor, I was a horrible student, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I just got lost, and I came close to flunking out and wanting to quit. And Sigurd's book, Reflections from the North Country, had just come out, and I loved it. And he was the person I turned to when I thought I didn't know what to do anymore. And he responded immediately and basically said, stay in school. And I did. And whether that's to his everlasting regret or not, then we began to stay in touch with each other. And I would visit with him and Elizabeth, his wife, when I'd go up to Ely, and so I got to know him over the final 5 years of his life, and then Elizabeth became like a grandmother to me in the years after that, and eventually I got permission from her to write his biography, and that was a fantastic project. And what had interested me initially in Sigurd was how I was inspired by his writings, and then I learned in those early years, too, that he played an important role in preserving wilderness. But what I didn't know until I wrote the biography was just how inspirational his story really was, how much he struggled to find what it was he was supposed to do in life. And so for me, the most important aspect of the biography and what I constantly talk about when I talk about Sigurd is the importance of finding out. He's a great example of trying to be stubborn until you figure out what it is you're really called to do in life and never give up. You have to do it, not just for your own happiness and your sake, but because that's the way you'll make the difference that you're really supposed to make in the lives of others.
David, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was a great pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure for me, too.
The Meaning of Wilderness by Sigurd Olsen, edited by David Backus, and there is a lengthy and fascinating introduction to the book. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD, with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.